This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi guys, welcome back to Pure Skin Talk. This is Devin MacArthur. How are you guys? So we are going to talk about a few things today. And I have to say, like I've mentioned, I spend a lot of time on social media because I'm looking for ideas. I'm looking for videos to show you guys. And I'm on there a lot, work related. And then of course, sometimes I get distracted too and watch a lot of animal videos too. But anyway, I come across some interesting things sometimes. And so it gives me little topics that I want to talk about with you guys because I think they are really important. And one of them, especially because summer is coming, I want to talk about do-it-yourself sunscreen. Now, what you guys need to understand, if you don't already, to have a skincare line come out with a sunscreen, it usually takes like years because it has to go through so much testing to get FDA approved. So some skincare lines will actually just get somebody else's from a private label line or something. They'll just get somebody else's sunscreen. And then that's why sometimes lines don't have their own sunscreen when they first come out, because it's the one product that takes forever to get going. So I think that's important to know, because if you're gonna make your own, you're kind of just guessing and you're kind of just hoping that it will protect you. And maybe it does, and maybe it will, but I don't think you want to take a chance. I wouldn't want to take a chance. And there's no tried and tested do-it-yourself sunscreen. So you're kind of guessing on how much to use. And all of that stuff is really important. I mean, really in formulating any product. You know, it's why like do-it-yourself masks aren't necessarily good, because our skin doesn't take in the ingredients and the nutrients like you think it's going to. Skincare products are formulated in a certain way to actually benefit the skin. Slapping on like a avocado mask or something, you know, from your refrigerator, topically, it might make your skin softer or something like that, but you're not getting the true benefits from it. So I've always said that do-it-yourself products are just not the best, but definitely do-it-yourself sunscreen, because you're really getting into dangerous territory when it comes to your skin and the sun damage. And I posted recently a video of this girl who has skin cancer and she has two big balls on her head. If you haven't checked that out, it's on my social media at Pure Skin OC. It's pretty devastating. And if that doesn't show you why you gotta wear sunscreen, then I mean, let's be honest, nothing's going to. So stay away from making your own sunscreens. That is my advice. The second thing I want to talk about is retinols, tretinoin, you know, vitamin A. I fully support them. I think they are great. There's no disputing that. There's benefits, you know, beyond acne. I mean, it's great for anti-aging. I'm not going to pretend that it's not. But not everybody can use one. And not everybody wants to deal, because they're a little bit more high maintenance. You kind of have to be careful. If you're going to be out in the sun a lot, you know, yeah, you can still wear it, but you really got to be careful because it does make your skin more sensitive. If you're going to get a facial, then you have to be careful when you're going to use it. And I mean, there's all these things you have to think about. And I was watching this video of this girl the other day who started using it. She's been on it for 8 weeks and her skin has completely broken out. Not little tiny pimples, like full on acne. And personally, I wouldn't want to go through that. Yeah, it's probably the purging stage. 2 months is a long time. So hopefully her skin will start to turn around. But If you don't want to go through that, if you don't want to go through the learning curve, meaning your skin has the learning curve, I have a product called the Rejuvenator and I absolutely love it. I wanted to talk about it. I know I've talked about it before, but I want to talk about it again because it's such a great alternative to a retinol. You get really good results from it, but you don't have to deal with any of the sensitivities that come with a retinol. It can cause the skin to purge a little bit, but I have not seen it purge the way like this girl's, you know, skin or just, you know, there's hundreds of examples out there. It tingles a little bit because it has niacinamide in it. That goes away and you don't have to worry about getting a facial or anything. You don't have to worry about it because it just works with the skin. So if you're somebody who doesn't want to use a retinol, vitamin A, whatever, in whatever form you're getting it, or if your skin can't tolerate it, please know that there's Rejuvenator and that is a great, great product. There's three levels, mild, medium, and ultra. I start everybody on mild and then just depending on how their skin reacts, they then can jump to medium. I only have a few clients on ultra. It is a little stronger. So medium seems to be a good leveler, but you can always jump to ultra when your skin is ready. But I'm telling you, it's one of my favorite products. So highly recommend the Rejuvenator. And that is on my website. Okay, so now we're going to get into what we're actually talking about today, which are toners. And I love a toner. I know some people think they're unnecessary. Maybe this podcast will change your mind, but let's get into it. Let's talk about some toners and why you should be using one. Well, let's get into toners today. I think they're still misunderstood. TikTok is huge with skincare. And I see so many people say, I don't use a toner because I don't need it, you know, whatever. I think they are very important. And I'm also going to talk about the four toners that I retail and the ones that I use and why I recommend each one. Because I do feel like toners are really important to a skincare routine. So let's talk about why. The first reason, the number one reason why you should be using a toner is that it's the last step in the cleansing process. It removes any excess cleanser, oil, dirt, and makeup. But also, after you take a shower, a toner will remove chlorines and minerals often found in tap water. You know how your shower door has a film on it? That is what happens to your skin. So it's important to remove it. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen the videos of this like filter company that it's on Instagram and on TikTok. I've seen it a lot on TikTok, but they have this water filter and they show you what your water is like before the filter and then after. And it's actually a really good way to show you what could be left on your skin because most people aren't putting a filter in their bathroom sink. I always say, I wash my face in the shower. I have a filter on my shower. But even if I didn't, I still use a toner. And that's going to help remove any of the bad things. So I really find it so, so important to use a toner for your skincare routine. Number two, when you use a toner and leave the skin damp, it gives your skin moisture before applying serums and moisturizer, therefore locking that hydration into the skin. You just want to make sure that the toner is one that is going to hydrate your skin because there are different ones. And I'm going to talk about that and get more specific a little bit later. So toners can actually enhance your skincare regimen. Depending on which one you're using, they can contain active ingredients to help skin issues. And research has shown that moist skin is actually 10 times more permeable than dry skin. So that means leaving your skin damp when applying serums and moisturizers will allow the active ingredients to penetrate deeper, therefore giving you better results. Toners can come in different forms. They can come in a spray bottle, they can come in a pump, they can come in pads. Again, just depends on which one you're getting. If you have a spray toner, I recommend getting Cotton Squares for it and not necessarily spraying it directly on your face. Now, the cotton that I use does not absorb. I absolutely love it. It does not waste product. They're on my website if you're interested, but they are amazing. And I have my toner, I put it in a pump bottle. So I actually do one pump on my cotton and that's what I use. And it's absolutely amazing. And sometimes you can actually see the residue because it's a white cotton pad. Sometimes you can see and you're like, well, I missed that spot or, you know, whatever. So it's the last step in the cleansing process and the first step of hydration.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
So now let's talk about the toners that I absolutely love. My absolute, hands down, favorite toner that I have is my mineral toner. All skin types can use that. It's going to be hydrating. I love it for acne because it actually helps to heal acne. It has nutrients in it that can help with healing acne. It can also, as a multi-purpose kind of solution, it can be used, like say you cut your hand, you can use it on that, cut your finger, whatever. Anytime you have an injury, you can use that. It's going to help heal it faster. So that's why it's so great for acne. Great thing about this toner is it does not have a scent, which appeals to some people. Some people, like I have one client who has to be so careful with anything she puts on her skin because she gets migraines so easily. So if she has a scented toner, that could send her into a migraine. It's crazy, but it happens. So if you're somebody who doesn't really like a scent, this is the toner for you. But like I said, it's a great toner for everybody and it's a toner that gets used daily. So you would use this every morning and every night unless you have another toner, like an active ingredient toner, then you would switch off at night. Okay, so the second toner I have is a cucumber toner. Now this one is going to help rehydrate the skin and it improves cellular functions and absorption of the ingredients as we talked about before. I love this one. It topically reduces discomfort and irritation, and it can definitely boost hydration. Now, this one does have a scent. It's really light, but again, if you don't like smells, this is not going to be a toner for you. But I do feel like every skin type can use this one. Every once in a while, somebody will say like, oh, I don't really like it. I feel like it doesn't feel good on my skin or something like that. But the majority of people that I recommend it to can use it. But again, mineral toner is my favorite. Okay, so now let's talk about the two toners that I have. Oh, I should mention the cucumber toner also will come in a spray. And so you have to spray the cotton. You don't want to actually spray your face, remember? Okay, so the next two. The first one I have is clarifying toner pads. And this is great for people with acne. It's going to help remove congestion. It's going to help reduce oil production. It provides antibacterial protection. It heals cystic breakouts and enhances cellular turnover, okay? These have salicylic acid in it. So anytime you have an acid, it's not something that you want to use every single night, okay? So depending on your skin, 2 to 4 times a week at night only. Now, sometimes what I'll do is if my clients are really going through it with their skin, say their cycle's coming up or something like that, and they're just having these breakouts, then I might have them use it or I will suggest to them that they are able to use it, you know, maybe like 2 or 3 days in a row, only at night again, because anything exfoliating, anything has active ingredients like this, you want to use at night. You can do that to kind of really hit and target those breakouts. You can also cut the pads. So if you, all your breakouts only around your chin, you don't need to use the whole pad. So you can cut it in half, make them last longer. You know, there's all these little things that you can do. The only thing you want to watch for is to make sure that it's not irritating your skin, causing redness or causing dryness. So if you hit your skin hard, maybe like 2 or 3 days in a row, and on that 4th day, you see that your skin looks a little dry or even irritated, then back off. Then you want to take, you know, 3 days off, just kind of depending on your skin. Again, you can always reach out to me and ask. But it's a way to kind of hit those breakouts hard and get rid of them faster. But you don't want to damage your skin while doing that. So you just have to pay attention a little bit more. And listen, we're all going to notice if all of a sudden our skin is irritated or flaky. So it's not something you have to like go out of your way to pay attention to. So I love those pads. They come 52. I think they're like $19 or something. They're so inexpensive for the benefits. And like I said, cut them in half. Cut them in fours, whatever you need. They're pretty incredible pads. I love them for teens. They are so good for teens. Okay, the next pads that I have, I got to tell you, my adult clients love, love, love these. They're the glycolic and retinol pads. And these pads help to break up the surface oil to refine pores and reveal fresh, healthy skin. There's kojic and arbutin in there, and that's to help lighten sunspots and scars that are left from blemishes, but they're really good for just anti-aging. They can help purge and exfoliate the skin, not in a like your skin's going to really purge, but just like it helps bring it out more. It helps to remove oil and debris. It prevents future breakouts and can definitely help with fine lines and wrinkles because it does have glycolic and retinol in it. And then it just improves skin function overall. Another great thing about these pads, these are similar to the clarifying pads. So they come 50 to a box and you can cut them, you know, however you want to use them. But other ways that these can be used is on the elbows, on the bottom of your feet, and even like your underarm area. It can help really clean them and prevent breakouts, elbows and feet. We know how rough those get. Those glycolic pads are kind of amazing. I definitely love it for those areas. Now, I stopped using these on my face. Now, I've talked about a million times how sensitive my skin is. I just couldn't get on the right regimen that would fit these pads into my routine because sometimes they would irritate it, sometimes it didn't. And I was just like, it became so much work for me that I'm like, forget it. I don't want to deal. But my clients who use these love them. They are definitely a repeat product that people purchase. They really can be amazing too. And they definitely can help with breakouts too, especially, you know, if you're using these as an adult and you're using them for anti-aging, it's going to help with the breakouts too. And the fact that you can use them on your elbows, bottom of your feet and your underarm area, that's amazing too. And I should note the clarifying toner pads can be really good for the bikini area with ingrown hairs. Okay. So the last thing that I want to talk about in regards to using a toner. So you'll see a lot of videos where people will, especially with summer coming, they'll rehydrate their skin by spraying a toner on their skin. It feels good in the moment. And again, I've talked about this many times, but what happens is water attracts water. So you spray it on your face and then it's going to end up pulling the water from deep within the skin and actually dehydrating you. So you never want to spray anything like damp on your skin, whether it be a toner, whether it be an essence, whether it just be water, unless you're going to be able to seal it in, okay? Lock that moisture in. So the moisture has nowhere to go but to stay within your skin, okay? So that is super important when it comes to a toner because I think those are misused a lot and people are just like, oh, this feels so good. Yes, it feels good. But if you're not locking it in, you're causing a bigger problem. One of the times I've seen people do this is right before they apply their makeup. So they've done their whole skincare routine. Their skincare routine has dried and now they're moving on to makeup. And then sometimes I'll see people spray their face. Now, I understand it might help your makeup look better, but it's going to be very temporary. And overall, you're going to be dehydrating your skin. So I would avoid that, like without a doubt, avoid it. Get your skin, get the hydration all in your skincare routine, and then you seal it in with your moisturizer and then sunscreen, okay? Sunscreen can make your skin matte or it can make it dewy. I offer two different sunscreens, one for people that like a dewy look, which is me, and then there's some people who like more of a matte look, and those are often people who have oily skin. So pay attention to the sunscreen that you're using. Both of my sunscreens, by the way, are zinc. So pay attention to the sunscreen you're using so it's not mattifying your skin only to you try to make it glowy for makeup. Your skincare can keep your skin glowy. So just make sure we're not spraying that toner on. That's it, you guys. That's it. I think toners are very important. I would not skip them. I think they're vital to a skincare routine. As always, if you have any questions, please reach out to me. I would love to help. And, you know, I have my skincare coaching. And then also, if you're on TikTok, please follow me at PureSkinOC, trying to build. I mean, I feel like each week I'm just a little bit closer to 1,000, but man, it's been a struggle. All right. I hope you guys are having a great year so far. I can't believe we're talking about summer already. I mean, I can't, because my birthday's in July and that just means I'm going to get older, and I'm okay with getting older, but I'm like, am I okay with getting older? Some numbers just feel bigger than others, and it shocks me because I don't feel it. Well, I feel it because I have RA, but I don't feel it in other ways. So it's weird. Anyways, hope you guys have a great week. We'll talk soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. Don't forget to follow me on social media at PureSkinOC. I post lots of skincare tips and videos. You can find me at TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, you can always visit my website and my online store. If you're local and interested in receiving one of my treatments, all of my services are on there, and you can even book from there too. You can also find my skincare coaching if you want to have a virtual consultation with me so that I can help you with your skin. And lastly, but so important, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Besides sharing it with your friends and family, this is the best way to help it grow. Thanks so much, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Until next time.